I sat by the fireplace in my chambers, waiting for her. I knew that my brother had taken up a mistress, not because he told me, but because I know my brother. His desires are too rampant to be fulfilled by one woman. His queen was for appearance and children. But this woman, this gorgeous creature, had been forced to become my brother's plaything, and she hated it. I could see it in her eyes when I met her. She wanted to hate me for being related to the man who used her like a tool. After all the battles that I have seen, this stranger managed to wound me nearly to death with a single look. I could not leave my brother's kingdom without making this right. Before my brother could call upon her for the evening, I requested that the lady visit me immediately after my bath. Thank you, guards. You may go. Speak of this to no one. My lady, come sit by the fire. My brother has told me much about you. You've been in court for almost a year. It sounds like a short time, but with my brother, I have discovered that days can be months. Tell me, has he treated you well? You cannot even look at me, my lady. Tell me your true answer. I understand your indifference. My brother's treatment can make one feel like there's no way out. I certainly felt like that growing up with him. I thought this was the hand that the game of life had dealt me, and I had to accept it. But this does not need to be your hand. I can give you a winning hand, if you're willing to cheat. I can be the card up your sleeve. I only ask one thing in return. Tell me, what favours have you done for my brother? It's not an order, my lady. It is permission. As she removed her bodice, I never took my eyes off of her. I sat down, enjoying the sight. In no time, her overdress, corset and chemise joined her bodice on the floor. What a sight she was. Her breasts were perfect, weightless yet heavy. A perfect shape. But they were covered with bruises, nail marks, even bites. Is this what my brother has done to her every night since he coerced her into becoming his mistress for the sake of her family's security? Is this what she always endured? How dare he defile such a work of art? She approached me and knelt before me. Her hands reached for my trousers, and her delicate fingers unlaced them. She pulled the flap open. My cock was already half erect just from watching her undress for me. It didn't take much or long for me to become completely hard. The moment she trapped my member between her marked breasts, I throbbed with heat and pulsing blood. She began changing her strokes as I moaned. Oh, bastard. She took orders so well. Her perfect tits bounced around my cock. Mm. jest. The lady arched her back and sent her head back. She was trying to avoid getting hit in the face. I assume that my brother did that to her when she was with him, and she had come to detest it. Oh, as I caught my breath, the lady stood and awaited orders from me. Her face told me that she wanted to clean herself up and leave as quickly as possible. She was not enjoying herself, and that disappointed me. Why so sour, my lady? You may speak freely. You do not find these activities amusing. You've lain with my brother for a year, and you've never been happy. At the risk of being indecent, may I ask what exactly you and my brother have done? You've pleasured him. Does he ever return the favour? Never. Not once in the last year has he given you pleasure. I couldn't take it. That wouldn't do any longer. Well, unlike my cruel brother, I do believe that good deeds should be rewarded. I shoved my hand down her bloomers and slid my hands along her maiden folds. The lady collapsed in my arms, overwhelmed by the sensation. Her nails dug into my arms as she held on as tight as she could. Her head fell on my shoulders and her breathing became laboured as I continued to rub her little bud. She had been telling the truth. She'd never felt anything like this in all her days. My lady, describe what you're feeling. Shh. Just tell me. Do you want me to stop? This is what pleasure feels like, my lady. Upon being told what she was feeling, the lady relaxed into my arms. She wrapped her arms around my neck. I kissed her cheek and dragged my lips down to her jawline. I never stopped my fingers as my lips caressed her jaw. I gently pushed my fingers at her entrance, prompting the lady to lift her leg and wrap it around my waist. Oh, she was a natural. My fingers pumped into her entrance as my thumb rubbed her bud harder and faster. Her voice raised in pitch and volume until her screams were breathless, as the fever of pleasure overtook her. Her soft, warm cunt pulsed around my fingers, covering my hand in her slick juices. Oh, but I couldn't stop there. This lady had spent the last year of her life giving pleasure and never receiving it. She deserved her time. The lady kept her arms around my neck as I removed my hand and lifted her off the floor. I carried her back over to the fire and sat her down in one of the chairs. I took her arms from my neck and kissed her fingertips as I looked at her through hooded eyes. I kissed my way out both of her arms, alternating between them. For every kiss on the right arm, there was a kiss on the left. I kept kissing until I reached her shoulders, and then I gave her lips the kiss. As As I kissed her, I wrapped my hands around her breasts. I always worried that the calluses of war, my hands too rough to treat any woman kindly, but she seemed to enjoy the rough feeling against her soft skin. I paid particular attention to her breasts, pinching them gently until they rose into hard buds. I pulled away, allowing the lady to breathe while I lowered my mouth to her breasts. Finishing the job that my hands had started, I kissed and licked at her cleavage before turning my attention back to her nipples. The lady ran her fingers through my hair, silently telling me not to stop as I suckled at her right nipple first. Her weak, breathy voice repeated my name with encouragement. I didn't abandon her nipple until it was red and swollen. Then I repeated the treatment on her left nipple. Even though I pulled away, the lady could see in my eyes that we were nowhere close to finished. "Shh, my lady. This is the least I could do to make up for all of my brother's neglect." I lifted the lady's left leg and slipped off her black shoe. I placed the same gentle kiss on that foot that I put on her hands. I gently unlaced her bloomers in the same way she had unlaced my trousers earlier that day. She raised her hips, allowing me to pull off the undergarments. Once they were off, I lifted that same leg over my shoulder. She was still wet from her first climax. I could smell her sex, and it was intoxicating. A knee, a thigh, her cunt. The tip of my nose caressed her bud, and my tongue slipped into her entrance and lapped at her juices. Her feet flexed as I pressed my face deeper into her cunt. Her voice returned to her pitch and volume of pleasure. I latched my lips around her bundle of nerves and suckled it in the same way I suckled her breasts. I didn't give her the pleasure of climaxing again. Not yet. Right when I knew she was about to climax, I pulled my lips away. She gave begging eyes that almost made me give in and pleasure her to completion. The only reason why I didn't was because I wanted her to enjoy herself thoroughly, and every moment and movement counted. I offered her my hand, and she took it without a single question. I pulled her back to her feet and scooped her up in my arms. I took her to my bed and laid her down on the sheets. I took my place on top of her and pushed her legs up and open. There was a gentle gasp with the movement. She was still afraid. As I laced my fingers with her, I asked, "What troubles you, my lady?" "My brother hurts when he beds you." "Well, I can't promise you that there will be no pain whatsoever. But I can promise you that if there is pain, it will end quickly." The lady nodded and closed her eyes in preparation. With a swift snap of my hips, I pushed into her. Her eyes snapped open in shocked pain. I didn't move until she started breathing again and let me know she was well. Even then, I took it slow. Was as gentle as I could be. She guided me. Tell me to go deeper and faster as she felt more comfortable. I did as she ordered. When I did, I knew I was making her happy. She had not been happy in so long, and she needed to enjoy herself. She embraced me as I continued to thrust inside her, gaining speed and depth with every movement. Our sweat mixed into an intoxicating scent, driving us both wild. My breath on her flesh made her shiver in my arms. And her name on my lips pleased her. Come with me, come with me, my lady. Come with me, 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 come with me. We climax together. And for a moment, there was no one else in the world. Oh, once we caught our breaths, we smiled at each other. But the lady was still unsure. What is wrong, my lady? Yes, I told you that I could provide you with a trump card if you cheated. Yes, this is what I meant by cheating. You wish to know what your new trump card is? Very well. You know, my court has far more money and land than my brother's court. Your family would have more than they would ever need. And you would never go without if you became mine.